Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month, we have the great gift of a great channeler, and both in connection with Ascended Masters and also with music. And as you know, once a month we do this show, which is the St. Germain Radio Show, and we've been really excited about how it's continued for so long and all the great feedback and everything we've been getting and stuff. To find out more about the show and, you know, the different resources and everything that are available. The websites and everything are up on our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you miss any part of the show, we added a new link at the top of the website that allows you to go back and pull up any of the replays. We're actually up to 2,000 shows now in our archives. And you can go back and pull up any of the shows, including this show and every show that has been done with the St. Germain Radio Show since it started. And we have this really neat search box that's available at the top of the website now that you can use. As you know, I like to give out the websites before we get started, and that is for Brigitte. Her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you're not on her newsletters, make sure you go to her site and sign up. She does the most amazing newsletters with all the different things that she does. Besides the radio show, she is teaching all over the place. And, you know, to find out about those events or some of the other events that she's doing when she's working at the different expos and stuff, you can find out all about that by being on her newsletter. And the sign up for that is right on her website. As you know, since we've talked about it a number of times, and I can't stop talking about it, is Mike and his incredible music. You'll get a little bit of a taste of it during the show tonight. But he has tons of CDs. I officially own every single one of them. And I've also done something that I don't know if a number of you have done yet, and that is, and he actually does this remotely now, is that he actually does sessions over Skype so that you can experience custom music that he creates for your energy. And it does all kinds of great things for you. Better than a standard chakra balancing thing you can get off the internet. I mean, this is customized music that's channeled for your own healing and anything to take you to the next level. And to pick up some of the music or to find out how you can make an appointment to work with him, you can go to his website, which is www.mikesnyderc.com. And if you didn't catch either of those addresses, like I said, those links for those websites, along with a little blurb of information, is under the St. Germain Radio Show information on spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and pull in Brigitte and Mike. Are you there?
Yes. Mike, you're there too, right?
Yes, Sam.
Great.
You're never quite sure what's going to happen with Mike because he's got some switch box and it's
yeah.
Like if we want to get the good music to come through, sometimes we don't get to hear Mike. And so if it's okay with both of you, I'm going to do what I did last month, which I really enjoyed, and I got so much great feedback on the combination of the music, the energy of the archangels and the ascended masters that came in. with the Diksha blessing that I did during the music, and I'd like to go ahead and do that again this
that
evening, if
great.
It's okay with both of you.
Yes, that would be wonderful. I was hoping you would offer that again. That's why really this show is not just about Mike and me. It's really about you too, Mark. You and you have to point us out because you always advertise us so beautifully. But Mark Rawson is an incredible channel healer and spiritual guide and coach himself. So if any of you want to get in contact with him directly, I'm sure your website, right, is also shown on the radioconnections.com, I think. Do you just want, why don't you just announce your personal website too?
Sure. It is at the top of the radio website, and it is www.mark, M-A-R-K, middle initial A is an apple, last name Rawson, rawson.com. And I have to say, just recently in the last 4 months, the amount of personal business coaching, life coaching, relationship coaching I've been doing has just been amazing. I really love working with people. I have clients and all over the world, and I have some that I physically see in Florida, you know, now that I'm in the Winter Park area. So so just to set the intention, thank you for that. And,
yes, and again, I mean, you add such beautiful energy to everything that you offer and do, and so thank you for doing the Diksha again, because that was an incredible addition to last time's radio show. And and yeah, between that and Mike's incredible music when he channels, everyone who is listening to the radio show, you certainly are going to get nurtured, and you will certainly receive some form of empowerment and enlightenment and, if nothing else, love through this experience. And that's really what the Sanctuary Main Radio Show is all about. It's about all of you listening to nurture you, to empower you, to enrich you in some form or way, and to really allow yourself for the 1 hour to just let everything in the outer world go and to just be in this moment of receiving. And so I very much invite you to sit comfortably, to turn any cell phones off unless you're calling in for the show, and to just listen to your internet radio and to really allow yourself to receive the healing that is occurring through this whole evening too. And Saint Germain is an ascended master who is very much about transformation. And I think we all have felt in the last few years especially the power of transformation upon us, constantly asking us to change, to surrender, to let go. And we are leading up to a very powerful full moon. The full moon that is experienced on Thursday is also known as the Festival of Humanity or the Great Invocation Day. And it makes it so significant because it is all about the divine will. Or in other words, it is all about power. And there's a great misconception about power. Power very often is considered to be almost inflexible, keeping something in form no matter what. But power is actually something very fluid, because true power flows with something, it's allowing for something greater to work with you and through you. It is for my will be thy will goes for my will. And it's really surrendering to your divine I Am presence, to your spiritual self, to work with you and through you. And I think some of the greatest challenges this year that we are dealing with is trying to figure things out, you know, and you just can't. You really can't. And it's frustrating because we want to know. We want to have a solution. And right now it's not about a solution. And another thing that I've observed in the last few weeks and months is sometimes the spiritual teachings can make it even more painful for us to be in all of this. Because we feel like sometimes, oh my God, we failed, you know. We're not really aligned 100%. We still get angry. We still get emotional. We cry. We hurt in our heart. So are we messing things up? You might not be the healer that you want to be, the teacher that you want to be. And so there is all this pressure on you, this pressure of being of the light, of doing the right things, of of being balanced, being in Zen, and all this pressure. And yet we are also asked at this time to call on the Divine Feminine, on that nurturing energy, to allow yourself to just be, to let go of all these judgments and these preconceived ideas, and to just stop, and just stop for a moment, and just let all this have to and must go. And some of the greatest healers will tell you the story how they were alcoholics, or how they lost everything, how they lived out of a car, and how through the power of truly surrendering, of truly letting go, and I think, Mark, you probably can talk about that a little too, they were able to allow something greater, their divine I'm presence, to work with them and through them and to change their life around. But it was an agreement, it was an allowance, it was an acceptance, it was really a willingness to put the weapons down, the all the to-dos down, and to just say, okay, I, on my own self, can't do anything right now. So what can happen through me when I open myself up to something greater? And the willingness to then also face everything around you, but no longer alone, but in the knowing that you are connected to something greater. And it is a form of death. It is a form of death because it's a death of fighting. It is a death of need and want and have to. It is a moment where you choose to just be in alignment and to allow for whatever needs to unfold in that alignment to unfold. And that is a very powerful moment. It is not a moment you can force. It is not a moment you can figure out or you can plan. It is a moment of great sacredness. And the great misconception that humanity has about death creates a great fear around this moment. It is a true moment of initiation. It is a true moment of a rite of passage where you shift from one form of existence to the next. It is also the moment where you cross a threshold from a place that is familiar to you to a place that is absolutely not familiar to you at all. And to be able to do so, you had to be willing to detach yourself from everything that was familiar to you. So prior to that, there's all this chaos, all this wanting to attach and figure out and not letting go going on, and then finally the last piece drops, and there is that moment of liberation. There's a moment when you stop fighting the cocoon and the blindness and the not knowing and the not seeing, and you simply accept. And through that acceptance, something magical happens. And now a lot of you might have experienced in the last few weeks also your dear animal friends having either gotten very sick or might have even have died and passed on to another realm. And it might have brought a lot of heartache to you. But now that they too choose their time, their rite of passage, their time to let go of one form of existence and moving into another form of existence. And you are their guardians. And as their guardians, it is for you to be willing to support them as best as you can in their choice, as painful as it might be at times, because very often these furry friends are your soulmates. They are your soul brothers and soul sisters who have been with you for many lifetimes. And so losing that incredibly unconditional love that they've given you makes you feel like something in you is dying in the process too. But again, that death also brings a rebirth. And if you really allow yourself to face that loss, you will find that in that loss, as you face it, as you feel the sacredness of it, as you don't see it as an absolute end, there's a tremendous gift you can receive through this too, whether it's a furry friend, whether it's a family member, whether it's anybody. It's something very sacred that is taking place because you're really allowing them to now let go of a body that no longer works for them and to become ready and open for either a new body or a whole new form of existence. What a great gift that is for them. It is our humanness that has, that feels that physical loss, but on a higher level, it is a great gift of liberation that they experience. So that being said, Saint Germain, who will come through after Mike will channel his the divine hierarchy of light through his beautiful music, and Mark will offer his diksha during the music. Saint Germain very much is supporting this time of transformation, supporting this time of change that is happening on so many levels. Those of you who read my newsletter, you know he addressed it. It is about a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual level. Nothing stays untouched, and it is exactly that nothing staying untouched that is so overwhelming at times, because there's no way to hide anymore, no way to pull yourself into blindness or into unconsciousness, because everything is supporting your awakening now. The awakening time is now. So you can no longer ignore things. It is about dealing with them. It is about dealing with your sadness, with your pain, and making new choices in your life. So that being said, again, this is the completion of three very holy celebrations in form of the hierarchy of light, celebrating sacred days. First, we celebrated at the full moon in Aries. We celebrated the festival of the Christ around Easter, which very much is about the Christ love. It is about the heart of God to his creator, all that is. That deep love, that deep compassion, that the Christ shows as an example that as he was crucified and as he was forgiving humanity or his own human self, he showed a tremendous love towards his own humanness and all of humanity that allowed him to release his old form of existence and ascend to a higher form of beingness. Then we celebrated at the full moon in Taurus the festival of Vesak, where Buddha descends every year into the Vesak festival, into the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan, and ushers a new frequency of light to be anchored here on Earth at this time, bringing a higher divine wisdom, a higher light, a higher frequency of knowing to us. And now it concludes this Holy Trinity with the Festival of Humanity, where it is about the divine will, the power aspect. Once again, you have the Holy Trinity, love, divine wisdom or light, and power. So it is about the willingness to see that light within humanity as a whole, to not focus on the lack thereof, but to focus on the light within yourself and the light within humanity, and to empower that through invocation, through the power of invocation, the power of the I Am statements, and to really bring that force through those around you that are less awakened, to remind them that there's divine light within them too. So groups all around the world are invoking the power of oneness, the power of human oneness consciousness, which very much is coming through the diksha that Mark is offering to all here who are listening to the radio, whether it's right now or at a later time. Time is meaningless. So even if you listen to this after the full moon, you still will receive the same kind of blessings as everyone else. So allow yourself, I give it back to you in a second, Mark. Give me one more second. I just want you to really feel tonight in everything that we are doing, whether it's the diksha, the music, or Saint Germain coming through, I want you to really feel your alignment of body, soul, and spirit. I want you to feel your mind, your heart, and your divine will center down around your solar plexus or your sacred chakra in that area, your gut power. I want you to feel that alignment because there will be a time where Saint Germain will ask you to send that light that is within you and that love out into the world, and for you to really feel that Holy Trinity that is within you for the benefit of your own self and for the benefit of humanity as a whole. That is what tonight is all about, the Holy Trinity, the completion of a cycle. And Mark, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, two things. First of all, I just want to let everybody know, if you are holding, we have not forgotten about you. I'm going to actually come back and screen callers after I'm done doing Diksha when St. Germain comes in. And if you want to call in and ask some questions from St. Germain, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I forgot to tell both of you the most exciting news, and that is this week is the week that I'm actually hosting the five archangels, Metatron, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. And they are going to actually bring some energy in for each of their gifts. So as an example, Michael with cutting cords to relationships that no longer work, Metatron working with children with special needs or challenges, you know, Gabriel clearing blocks, Raphael healing people and letting go of things that no longer serve them, and Uriel with a connection to the earth and all the different gifts. So each of them is actually gathered around me, and they're going to actually be interweaving their energy in with Mike's music and piggybacking with the blessing, which I'll set the intention right now that the Diksha blessing goes out to anybody listening to the show now or anybody that listens to the show in the future, that it gives you what is for your highest good.
Great. And also, everybody be aware that most likely we are not going to start taking any phone calls until probably more towards 10 past 9 in that area. So you can start calling in if you want around 9-ish, but not really before that. And then we have an open end, so it doesn't have to end exactly at 9:30 this time. So just don't feel nervous. You probably will get your chance to get through. Unless there's so many people calling in, I don't know. I can't promise. But so now let's relax. Open yourself up as Mike with his beautiful channeled music and Mark with his incredible offer, not only of the Diksha, but bringing through the five ascended archangels through to you. Allow yourself to once again feel that as they also support the Holy Trinity within you and as they will touch you on a very deep level, on a very cellular level, and bring healing and wholeness and completion to you. All right. Enjoy. greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love that I come before all of you at this time of great transformation. You hear me say that a lot, because that is indeed the time that you've chosen to be incarnated here on Earth in human form to assist and support an awakening process that has been in many ways preordained for a long time, even though how it would happen, how it would actually come into manifestation was not known. What was known was that the planetary alignments and everything surrounding Earth was making Earth available for a great step in evolution. Yet how that step in evolution would present itself, how humanity as a whole would react to all those planetary influences as well as the inner changes and shifts within Earth, that was unknown and still is unknown. And hence you've heard many predictions and many things being said about eruptions and shaking of the Earth. And yet here every single one of you, every one of you light workers, has taken on some of that intensity to make it easier for humanity as a whole. You have surrendered to something greater than you, sometimes kicking, sometimes screaming, but nonetheless, you've aligned yourself with Source in your own way to deal and face certain aspects of human karma and bring these aspects of human karma into light for the benefit of all. So it does not have to come to some of the catastrophes that were expected. And so far you've done really well, all of you, all around the globe. And so first of all, I would like to thank Mark for bringing forth the archangels during the Diksha the way he has. And everyone listening, I want you to truly feel now the presence that you've felt during the Diksha, the presence of those archangels surrounding you. There is, once again, the sacredness of the number 7 within that powerful sphere of protection that these archangels can provide for you. And not so much protection from evil, but protection from those aspects that no longer serve you, so to speak. So I invite you now to truly feel Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel Uriel surrounding you. But you put Archangel Raphael into the east. Some are putting him in other positions. That is only your human mind trying to figure something out that doesn't really need to be figured out. Simply feel their presence. Feel their love. Archangel Raphael sees in you the perfect human body and encourages every cell in your body to remember this too, so that you become whole and complete again, just as you saw in your divine I'm presence always wanted you to be. Archangel Michael, the light of God, very much illuminates and illumines you so that you focus and see and feel the light of God within you. That is the true power of disconnecting from emotionally from anything that no longer serves you. Because as you focus on the light within, only the light will stay around you too. If you focus on the lack of light, then that would become your experience. So Archangel Michael strengthens you in your conviction to focus and see only the light within your own self and within those you come in contact with, so that there doesn't have to be any uncomfortable residue or attachment or discordant energies that create unhealthy relationships that are more formed on codependency than the liberated form of coexistence. And then, of course, there's Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel, not only the messenger of God to his cradle, that is, but also the strength of God. Invoking strength and courage within you too. As walking the path into the unknown takes tremendous courage and tremendous strength. What you're asked to do is to let go of anything that has given you some form of structure, some form of comfort, some form of stability that you hung on to. What you're asked to do is to allow yourself to step off the cliff and to allow yourself to move into this place of free fall, that you totally let go. And of course, that brings up a certain level of fear. Are you going to drop down and get hurt and get crushed and get torn into all these pieces? Or is this free fall about a transformational process that allows you to remember that you too are a messenger of God, and your message comes through your choices and through your way of living and through your way of how you choose to be in physical form, set an example for others. Being a messenger of God, says great all that is not always about words, and it certainly is not about blowing the trumpet the way Archangel Gabriel did. It does not have to be loud. It does not have to be noisy. It can simply be through what you radiate out in love and light. And then there's Archangel Uriel, the one who shows you about yourself, who holds your hand as you descend into the deeper mysteries of life, into the valley of darkness, and brings you back safely as you learn that within the darkness, within that room, lies the seed of tremendous greatness and new potential and new life. So release the fear of the darkness. Release the stories of the darkness that have always been attached to it. And see it for what it really is. The birthing ground for your liberated self. And then in the heavens, the fifth direction, Archangel Metatron. One who brings forth the spark of light. The spark of divinity. Bringing it forth to you, into this holy trinity within you, where your crown becomes that connection to Archangel Metatron and to Source, and where within you, you hold the divine masculine, the divine feminine, in equal balance to then distribute that divine spark out into the world, first through you and then out into the world. Activating within you the sacred geometry of the power of triangle, the power of spirit within you, activating within you the full potential of your soul essence to express itself into physical form, and then creating a sphere of physical life, a sphere of community, a circle of community to reach out and touch many through your own individual way. And so there is Archangel Metatron activating the sacred geometry within you and bringing forth the spark of God, of divinity, of the eternal essence to you to awaken it within you. And then below your feet, connecting you to the earth realm is Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon reminds you that you're not separate of earth, that you are truly an extension to earth, that Gaia, the soul of earth, is also part of your soul, and you're part of her soul. And so fear the roots going deep into the core of the earth and connecting you to the core of the earth. Only then to feel the activating of your heart, the center, your divine light within, and feeling that incredible love and compassion of your holy guardian angel has been with you from the beginning and who will be with you until the end. The Alpha and the Omega, that part that is your own angelic self, is in there. It is in there. And so you hold in these seven directions your own alignment through your soul to your divine I Am presence, to your God self, to your eternal self. If you want to take God out of the equation because it has too much connected to it in regards to religion, call it the great spirit of all. Call it source. Call it creator. Don't get yourself hung up on the word God or Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. There are so many names for source. Feel the one that is right for you and feel it within your heart. And now in this alignment, feel your connection to all of humanity. All of humanity having that same alignment as you do. And create this matrix of humanity that you can feel that you're part of. And even so, some feel dull or asleep. When you really look at the global consciousness of all of humanity, become aware of how many are already awakened and lit up. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're a mighty force on earth. And there are those that want to make you believe that you're all alone, but that's non-truth. That is the non-truth. And so there is a power within that grid, a power that connects you to a greater matrix. That matrix is a matrix of Shambhala, of the Holy Spirit, of all those who've ascended from human form of existence into the higher realm, became ascended masters through the awakening process, and are now supporting you to do the same, to remember, to awaken. And so feel the realm of the ascended master matrix right around you, cradling you, embracing the matrix of humanity, and becoming the bridge to something greater that you're part of. And so at this time, I want you to truly become aware of an invocation that holds more truth and power in it than most other invocations. And it is not because it's the only right invocation. There is no right or wrong invocation. It's only what feels right to your heart, only the one that resonates with you. But you will find in this one the Holy Trinity addressed in its best and most powerful way. And yes, it has been written in older times where it was still all about men and not so much about women. But if you let go of that judgment and truly feel what this invocation means to all that is, if you truly feel its power right now as I will bring it forth, then you will understand the significance of repeating this on a regular basis for your own self as well as for humanity as a whole. So I will begin. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of all living beings on earth. Let light descend on earth. So I want you to truly feel this. The mind of God, the power of enlightenment that was brought forth by Buddha at the Bisat Festival, anchored a higher frequency of inner knowing into the cellular structure, into the DNA of humanity as a whole. So I invite you to really feel that. And feel it flowing forth, awakening the minds of all of humanity, of all living beings, animals, plants, everything that has a consciousness receives that light. And now, from the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of all living beings on earth. And you can even go beyond earth. On all living beings within this galaxy, within this universe. But focusing on the earth would be a very good start, really. May Christ return to earth. To feel the love that is coming forth from the hearts of all hearts. Feel it touch your heart. And let it flow out to the hearts of all living beings on earth. And see now, as you do this, how the matrix of humanity changes. You see more who seem first to sleep, waking up a little further. And then, from the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the wills of all. The purpose which the masters know and serve. And from the center which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the divine plan on earth and within every single one of you. So I invite you now, as you feel this invocation running through your inner self, I invite you to feel the light, the love, and the divine pouring forth and merging into one beam of light. And for every one of you, that ray or light looks slightly different. There's no right or wrong color, or no right or wrong way of sensing or feeling it, but let it spring forth and let it connect with all of the other rays that are being sent out. And let it engulf all of us. And let it touch those who are at this time very afraid, very confused, who are feeling very alone and very overwhelmed. And if you're one of them, I invite you to right now simply allow yourself to receive this ray into your most inner self, as it will support you and align you. And remind you that you're not alone. That you are helpless in this love and this light and this divine power. That you don't need to know all the answers. You don't have to keep seeking. You don't have to keep preparing yourself. You simply can allow yourself to be cradled by that greater part of you that has all the answers for you at the most appropriate time. You can relax. You can stop struggling. You can stop fighting. You can simply be. Now, that does not mean that you stop being in action at certain points in your time, but what it does mean is that you do not act until it is time, that you do not desperately work so hard on finding solutions when there simply aren't any solutions yet, because it is not time yet for the shift and the change to occur. So then you're asked to be patient. You're asked to be willing to take a step back and to observe and to have trust and faith that there is something greater working with you and through you. And all you're asked to do is to hold strong to that divine light within you, to hold strong to that power of the seven around you, to hold strong to your own divine essence, knowing that as you allow yourself to open further and further up to that light within, the outer shall change accordingly too. But it is your choice over and over again. Are you choosing to participate in the dramas around you? Or are you choosing to sitting one out? Are you choosing to make your voice heard no matter what? Are you choosing to not say anything at all and to wait until you're being asked to say something? Because only then the other person is really ready to hear you anyway. Do you feel the need to rescue no matter what? Or are you allowing yourself to simply be present to someone's pain with love and compassion and ready to catch them when they're ready to stop being the victim, to stop being lost, to stop indulging in the drama of being in separation? So it is about taking a step back. It is about being patient. And we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, we understand that this is not easy when it is about those that you deeply love and care for. And yet, that is exactly what you need to do right now. To step back and to wait and to stop. all of you are also preparing for the upcoming summer solstice. Now, what does it mean to you? In the last few years, we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, want to point out the importance of you being a vessel of this great light. There's a sacredness in you being the bearer of that light, and in you being willing to carry this light into the winter solstice at the end of the year to connect the light with the darkness in sacred union. And this sacred union then brings forth the birth of a higher level of Christ consciousness. Because every year the festival of the birth of the Christ marks the festival of the birth of the Christ love within you to a higher level of consciousness. And so I invite you, if you do nothing else, but to take the time at the summer solstice on the 21st of June to simply sit in solitude and to allow yourself to open up your crown and your heart and every part of you to receive a unique ray of love and light that is specifically prepared for you, for who you are. And to allow yourself to receive this higher vibration of love and light to be sealed within your heart so that you consciously become a torch of hope, of a promise that some of the difficulties shall pass, a promise that it is in finding ways to unify the opposing energies that a new form of existence can be created on Earth. Ascension essentially is all about the merging of opposing forces so that the alchemical process can make out of one thing something new, something else. Now contained within it is still the alpha, but it also holds on the other spectrum, the omega, if you were at its center. So source is within everything, source is the beginning and the end, and it cannot be lost. And yet, by merging opposing aspects of all that is together, you can create a new form of experience and existence. And that is what Earth has decided to do at this time of a new major cycle here. And you've all come here to support Earth, to support Gaia in this process by doing it with her and every day making choices that not only affect you, but they affect everyone on Earth. So now that we are deeply grateful for your willingness to face your shadow side, to embrace it with love and light, to embrace your fear with love and light, to even face death if necessary, just to support the process here on Earth that affects not only Gaia on Earth, but it affects this whole universe and all of the other universes. So allow yourself to feel the deep love and gratitude that we have for your willingness to be here at this time of great change. Take a few deep breaths. Feel again how much you're loved and surrounded by those archangels who so much want to be part of your life. And for one moment, allow yourself to make that conscious choice of stepping off of the cliff of old, outdated security and to let yourself fall. Just let yourself fall. everything around you, everything that you thought was important to you, just let it simply flow away until you're stripped of everything. Once you're stripped of everything, comes the moment of choice for you. The moment where you are an empty vessel of creation. And you can now call back to you that what is of your highest good, what you're most passionate about, what reflects your heart and your divine mind most effectively and most realistically. That is your work for the days ahead. That, and allowing yourself to receive the power of the light, the love, the summer solstice. Take another deep breath to further surrender, further let go, and feel that greater part of you that is actually holding you through the free fall. So it is for you to let go of the illusion that you're all alone, crashing and burning, but allow yourself to be carried down to exactly be where you need to be at the appropriate time. Blessings to you, and it is so.
Okay, Saint Germain, are you ready to take a caller?
Most certainly, my friend. Go right ahead.
Okay, let me go ahead and give out the number to everybody. Let you know if you'd like to call in and ask Saint Germain a question, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And let's go ahead and bring on our first caller. Angelina,
hello.
You are on with the Ascended Master, Saint Germain.
Greetings, Angelina. It is a blessing to talk to you at this time.
Thank you. I'm trying to receive and accept and ground that immaculate message and energy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us all. Now, I'm going to try to ground it. I just wanted to ask, and say hi to Mike, Mark, and Brigida, of course, Saint Germain. And I just wanted to ask if there's any messages that Saint Germain would like me to know at this time.
The most important message for you is to allow yourself to free fall. You're still too much hanging on to that what is familiar to you. Be courageous. Call on Archangel Gabriel to give you some extra strength and courage. To be courageous to let go of the old stories. They no longer serve you. It's time for you to create new stories that are more in alignment with your heart. But these stories cannot be forced. But allow them to come to you at the appropriate time. So in all of this, and this is a message for everyone, the free fall is not simply letting go and allowing yourself to fall freely. It is also about letting go of the stories of the past and creating a whole new experience for yourself, a whole new language, a whole new form of experiencing who you are as spirit and physical form. It is no longer seeing yourself simply as a human being, but beginning to truly see yourself as spirit in physical form, having a human experience. It is seeing that in yourself, seeing that you are a vessel of a great light and a great divine flame within you, and to acknowledge the sacredness of you, our life, of you being here, of you walking the earth and living in that sacredness, that will bring great change and transformation into your life. So that is my message to you, and dear Angelina, to allow yourself to let go further of the stories of the past. That means when there is fear, when there's any emotional trigger, to not immediately go to the times when you felt this before, but to be willing to be in that emotion and in that feeling without attaching a past story to it, and let it burn away like that for you to have a new experience instead of recreating the old. Does that make sense, my dear?
Very much so. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear, and it is so.
Much love. Much love to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you for calling in, Angelina.
Bye, Mark. Bye, Mike. Bye, Brigitte. Bye, Saint Germain. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much love.
Okay, Helena, you're on.
Thank you. Thank you, Brigitte and Saint Germain. Saint Germain, I asked for your help with the relationship and for me to view it clearly and with love and with respect to the other person in it and would like it to go forward. Can you help with this?
My message to you is not so different from the message to Angelina. You're also finding yourself in a sense of free form.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fears coming up because you would like to control the situation, but you
mm-hmm.
cannot. And because you cannot control it, there are memories of the past coming up where you've been rejected, where you've experienced loneliness, where you've experienced your heart being broken. And so there's that fear that reasserts itself over and over again, and by doing so, recreating scenarios that are keeping you in a place of separation.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred union starts within yourself. Sacred union starts with you loving and accepting yourself just the way you are. And so second-guessing yourself every time that something is not received the way you would like it to be received.
Mm-hmm.
Creates an inner separation that then also creates an outer separation. So for you to move forward in this relationship or any relationship, it is important for you to become stronger within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To stop focusing so much on the outer. And I would highly recommend for you to also work more closely with Archangel Gabriel. For Archangel Gabriel will give you the strength necessary to not let yourself get disillusioned or to let yourself get lost in the fear of never experiencing that true love that you're yearning for. And instead allowing you to refocus on the light within you and on
mm-hmm.
the divine light within that person that you love and care for, stripping away all visions and illusions from your lower self that are interfering with this relationship, either to finally make room for another healthier relationship or for it to become what it needs to become.
Mm-hmm.
And it is for you in this free form, just as for Angelina and many of you, to stop being so afraid of that free form, to stop slowing yourself down in this free fall by trying to hang on to something. Let go and let your divine self take over. And you can do that. All of you can do that. Whether it is a relationship or a work situation. No matter what it is about letting go of this control, this need to know, this have to do, have to make the right choice, have to figure out a way of getting the right attention or having to find a way of to release this job situation because it has no longer making me happy. What is making you unhappy in a relationship, whether it's a human relationship or a work relationship, is you fighting or seeing the separation, seeing the struggle. If you focus on the divine light and the unifying energy within it, all the opposing forces start to fall away. It is as simple as that. Shift your focus. Instead of seeing the lack of or the separation, to seeing the completion, to seeing it as perfect. This in your own inner self. And then letting go of these needs and have-tos and musts, but truly letting yourself fall with that knowing that everything is in perfect order, no matter what it appears to be like right now. And great transformation takes place.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
My love is with you always. And it is.
Okay, Saint Germain, I want to say thank you for working with me. I've felt your presence with me very strongly over the last 6 months, and I just wanted to take the time to say thank you.
It was my honor to work with you and through you on the many occasions that you had the opportunity to do so. And my friend, don't think that this is going to end anytime soon.
I look forward to a long relationship with you, Saint Germain. We're all done with callers, so when you're ready, you can say goodbye, and we'll bring Mike in to finish with some music.
Thank you. I would like to remind all of you again of that powerful free fall. Don't be afraid of it. When you come out the other end, you come out liberated and stronger and more tuned to your own divine self. Know that my love is with you always and that I walk side by side with all of you in this time of transformation. Don't underestimate your strengths or your gifts or your abilities. You're all incredibly beautiful and incredibly powerful. And now's the time to take your true power back and to let the outer no longer define you, but to define yourself by your connection to your divine essence. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain. And I'm filled with deep gratitude for your willingness to listen to this radio show. And it is so. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Saint Germain radio show. And the month at the first, no, the second Tuesday of the month again. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. You guys for
thank you
creating this incredible triangle energy that we are creating here, right? And,
all right.
Blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful Festival of Humanity on full moon on Thursday, and a great summer solstice on the 21st of June. So there are a lot of good things lining up to receive some really powerful energy. So I hope you find ways and times to really allow yourself to receive that. And check out our websites, and may you be blessed beyond measures, and may you always see the divine light within yourself. All right. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.